Another or God, the model of the Kruvim. I'm Rabbi Eli Confer. When we learn in relationship with Torah and other people, we can open ourselves to the possibility of experiencing a sense of Kedusha, holiness. In learning a holy text with another person, which voices are privileged? Must one always choose between the person and the text, or can they be balanced in the learning experience? Chazal, the sages of the Talmud, offer a model of this tension, best expressed in the pedagogy of partnership concept called the partnership triangle, an image of a triangle connecting three equal partners, two human peers and a text. They do this by noting conflicting texts related to the Kruvim. The Kruvim are perhaps the oldest model of the stance of facing each other. These amazing creatures were situated atop the cover of the Holy Ark, and the space in between them is the place from which God spoke. So how were they oriented? Ufnehem ish el achiv. They were facing each other, Exodus 25:20. God apparently speaks in the space between two beings facing each other. But this is not the only picture of the Kruvim. In fact, elsewhere in the Bible, we see that they were not facing each other, but rather, ufnehem labayit. They were facing the house, the holy sanctuary, 2 Chronicles 3:13. So which was it? Were the Kruvim facing each other, or were they facing the sanctuary? Or in pop terms, were the chavrutas primarily oriented toward each other or toward the holy text? This is debated in the Talmud. In Bava Batra 99a, Rabbi Yochanan and Rebbe Elazar disagreed. One said the Kruvim faced each other, and the other said they faced the house, the holy sanctuary. For the one who said they faced each other, but it's written in 2 Chronicles 3:13, they faced the house. This is not difficult. This, when they faced each other, is when Israel does the will of the omnipresent. And this, when they face the house, is when Israel does not do the will of the omnipresent. Here we see that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar disagreed about the orientation of the Kruvim. One opinion, it's not clear who, understood this to be a hierarchy of orientations. The ideal orientation is facing each other. When Israel is in line with God's will, the Kruvim are in the ideal position, faces toward each other. Only when Israel was defying God did the Kruvim turn away from each other. From this, we could conclude that one side of the partnership triangle is better than the others, the one where each member of the Chavruta speaks directly to each other. But this is not the only interpretation. The other sage has a different solution to the textual contradiction. We continue in Bava Batra 99a. And for the one who said they faced the house, but it's written in Exodus 25:20, they faced each other. They look to the side. Rashbam's comment from 11th to 12th century France, they look to the side, partly to the house and partly toward each other, like a person who speaks to his friend and turns his head slightly to the side. The other opinion understands the contradiction in another way. This is not a hierarchy. No side of the triangle is privileged. Rather, they are able to hold all sides of the partnership triangle as equal. They look to the side, and as such, they are speaking, as Rashbam explains, partly to the house and partly toward each other. The Kruvim are focused on each other, but they're also able to connect to the holy sanctuary. This, perhaps, is the ideal, holding all sides of the triangle at once. Is learning in Chavruta always at odds with taking the text seriously as a third partner? Or is there a world in which the face of one's partner and the holy text hold equal weight? Using the Kruvim as a model, we can see these options being played out already in the Talmud. And perhaps this ethereal Chavruta, the holy Kruvim, serves as the best model for this tension from which we can learn how to seek glimpses of Kedusha, holiness, in our own Chavruta learning.